Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to an episode of Strong Rock, which isn't really an episode because Masood isn't here because he's got diarrhea.
We haven't been able to record an episode for this week. Suze is up in Edinburgh, but it's
Masood shitting his brains out.
So we're doing a little quick catch up while Suze is in Edinburgh. What did you do last night, Suze?
Oh, I'll tell you what I did last night. Right, so it's the most fringe show you've ever heard in your life. At half midnight, I played Liza Minnelli in an improvised chat show, which brilliant Ben Albrough ran, a bedlam.
Which is that's a nice theatre.
Absolutely stunning. I'd never been inside it, and it was amazing. And it was packed. And it was, so Ben Albrough hosts it as Terry Wogan. And he had me on as Liza. I was first guest. Then Tony and Cherie Blair, played by John Oldfield and Lorna. Oh, what's her surname? Can't remember, but they're a couple. But they were very funny. Her show is called Skin Pigeon, if anyone's up here, and apparently it's fucking brilliant. So I'm recommending that. That's selling out. Then it was Linus Karp, who does that Diana show, and that he was playing Diana, obviously, which is very funny. And Connor Ratliff was on as George Lucas. And like, he is amazing. But I was starstruck. To me, it was like meeting De Niro something, because I am such a big fan of his. But the reason I'm a big fan is he did an amazing podcast, which I am recommending to all of our listeners, as we're doing an episode this week that's not a mystery. I am recommending this podcast, Connor Ratliff. It's called Dead Eyes, the podcast. And it's about how when he was... just graduated from drama school a couple of years because he went to drama school in the UK. He got cast as a tiny little role, four lines, in Band of Brothers. And, you know, 22, 23 years old. And
I think I heard about this.
It's
the Tom Hanks thing.
That's right. Yes. And it was his episode was being directed by Tom Hanks. And literally 2 days before he was shooting, he got a call from his agent saying, hey, you need to come and audition again for Tom Hanks. He's seen your tape of your audition and he's worried. He says you have dead eyes. So he had to go and re-audition in front of Tom Hanks the day before he was shooting. And the casting director came out and said to him, it hasn't gone your way. And following that, he basically quit acting for over 10 years and was doing improv and stuff, went back to America. He had a job in a record store, but this fucked him up. Like it really hurt him. And it's just a really brilliant podcast. I won't give away how the podcast ends, but it's pretty incredible. And it's also incredibly funny, and he talks to other actors because this podcast got a lot of momentum. But anyway,
Connor Ratliff
was awesome last night, and I loved meeting him. And he might come and see my show. He said he asked me if he was like, can I come and see it? And you can say no, but would there be comps? And I was like, yes, we'll do like 30. You know, it's like that.
So yeah, you'll have seen if you've. The new episode dropped on your podcast feeds that this is a redux. What do they call them? Redux reprise? Re-release, I guess. Yeah. And then we thought we'd re-release an older episode to see how far we've come.
Yes, I think it's if you've only sort of joined us recently, this is a very early episode, which I remember we loved it, didn't we? We all went, the podcast is great.
it did feel like it had sort of gelled a bit, because it was well, we all like Nish anyway.
Yes.
Who and couldn't? And it was a good story, because it was the Clavius Narcisse.
Yeah. The Haitian zombie story.
Which is like, yeah, this, when we started, it was like, oh, we'll do some weird ones as well as murders. Yeah. I don't know. I felt this was like a different flavour, where we were like, oh, it can be
baby,
this too.
Baby, what's your flavour?
So, yeah, if you haven't gone back and listened to the old episodes, because I know that some people, I think they discover the podcast and listen to the most recent episode and then go back and start at the beginning.
Yeah, but if you've never gone back, we do recommend it. There's great mysteries back then. We used to have cracking guests, which obviously when we weren't recording in a studio every week becomes a bit harder booking a guest. Mm. So we ended up doing the majority of this. It's just us. But the Nish episode is a lot of fun. Hope you enjoy it. It was back when the show used to have a song at the end, which I would write throughout the episode, then perform at the end, pissed. I look back and I can't quite believe I used to do that, but the quality of the songs is quite poor, so enjoy that.
With the caveat that you are writing it
on the fly and performing.
Yeah, and you're not even writing it and not doing anything else. It's not like you're an observer of the episode.
No, I was joining in too much.
Active participant.
Yes. Yeah, you'd never know. It was, I think, didn't we have Beck Hill once, who was one of the only people who's ever gone, can't believe Suze was doing that while we were just all talking.
Yeah. The Beck Hill episode was a good one as well. We should release that.
That would do for a re-release as well.
Yeah, that was
very good.
That had one of the best Mystery on the Rocks twists halfway through.
Oh yeah.
And not that there is a twist in this Nish episode, but I do think it's a cool story.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, do you reckon maybe it's time to just put on an old episode of Mystery on the Rocks? If you haven't heard this in a while, probably worth another listen. I think Nish was just such a great guest, such a great guy, and you'll enjoy this. And also, it was recorded in a studio, so it'll probably sound better than this.
Better than this, yeah. Right. Yeah, so this is Nish Kumar and the Curious Tale of Clavius Narcisse.
Enjoy, everybody.
Welcome to the Mystery on the Rocks podcast, where true crime mysteries and cocktails collide. I'm Masood. As always, with me is Chris Stokes.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Good. Yeah.
I know we're not supposed to have been served our first drink yet, but yeah. I just had to have a pull on it because it was delicious.
It is quite delicious.
Yeah, it's a good one.
How's your week been? How you been?
All right. I would tell you, but it always gets cut.
I didn't know that. I had no idea it always gets cut. That's crazy.
No, it's fine.
Wow. Is it just yours that gets cut?
I don't know.
It is. It's just his.
It's just yours.
I understand why.
Yeah.
Because they're really boring. The only one that didn't get cut was about my dead Uncle Keith.
Oh, okay. We'll just move swiftly on to Suze then, shall we? I had no idea that they always got cut.
It's fine, because it's always inconsequential anyway. It's the least important bit of the episode.
Yeah. I just think it's a nice kind of welcome. But now I know that they're completely pointless.
Also, I got nothing to tell you. Nothing happened. I chopped a tree down in my back garden.
Nice.
Which felt amazing.
Yeah. Did you one-handed?
What's that?
One-handed with the axe or both hands?
Oh, no. I sawed right through it.
What?
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay. This is better stay, because this is good.
Good stuff.
Well,
this is Suze. How you been?
I went to the gym this morning, and halfway through I needed a wee, and we've just got the disabled toilet is the toilet of the gym.
Yeah.
So I went in there and someone had left a massive shit in there.
Oh, that's no good.
So I pissed on it.
That'll show him.
Yeah. Like
when he comes in there looking for his shit.
Yeah. Like,
there's piss all over
there. Gutted, mate.
It's unbelievable.
I pissed on it. So leave that in, Jack.
Oh my God.
The important thing to take away is I go to the gym.
That's gotta stay in. That's absolutely staying.
Yeah.
Well, of the three of us,
yeah.
Yours is the most. Yeah. Yours is the biggest.
Well, I hope this gets
right?
cut.
Yeah.
I'll tell everybody that I've had a baby, and they'll be like, "Nah, we'll just cut that."
Miss Suits had a baby.
Miss Suits a daddy.
Baby. I'm a daddy. That's kind of. This first week has been, you know, there. Sleep is a weird thing. Like,
do you miss it?
A little bit. Like, there's kind of some touch and go moments where it gets kind of weird, real, like Serpent in the Rainbow, where I'm just like, what the fuck's going on? His fucking arms coming out of the wall and stuff. Like, as in, like, sleep deprivation hallucinations.
Oh,
I don't know if
wow.
anyone's ever experienced that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
they're fucked. They're crazy. Like, you don't need drugs. Just fucking stay up for 3 days straight.
I really enjoy them. Like, you know when you know when people are terrified of having sleep paralysis?
Yeah.
Where their mind wakes up but their body doesn't.
Yes.
And they start seeing these... I love that.
Yeah?
honestly, I think it's brilliant.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. What are you on about?
No, I don't mind the, like, hallucination stuff, but the paralysis thing is not for me.
I love a really good nightmare as well. Like, when I wake up from a nightmare, I'm like, oh, that was... invigorating.
Is it because your life's terrible?
I think it's because maybe, but I think it's because normally my dreams are so mundane that it's a little bit exciting. I had a dream once. I can't believe, first of all, I had the dream, and second of all, I'm about to relate it.
This is getting cut.
The dream was that I had parked in a multi-story car park, and I had put my ticket in, which meant I had 15 minutes to get out of the
this
car
park. This sounds like a very you dream.
And I couldn't find the exit, having paid, and I was panicked that the ticket would expire before I found the exit. And the dream was just me driving around in this car trying to get it.
For a second, I was expecting you to. Yeah, I was like, "How is that? Is that the nightmare? Is that?"
No. But it sounds like if it happens to you,
right? That's
really?
A regular.
That's a regular dream. So when I have a nightmare, I'm like, "Oh, brilliant!"
Okay, that's
like.
I see. I thought that was one of your nightmares. No, like, no, well, no. If it happened in real life, you'd barely recount it to anyone. It's so boring.
Oh my.
Mystery on the rocks, mystery on the rocks, yeah.
Oh my god, take a look and see what's just breathed
Shit.
In the door.
Oh my words.
Oh my god, it is. He's definitely on TV, right?
He's definitely, no,
definitely on TV.
TV's Nish Kumar?
That's how I like to be introduced.
He's definitely on
Thank
TV.
Thank you very much.
He's definitely on TV.
Isn't
better,
he?
Than, better than Facebook's Tez Ilias.
But, hey.
Facebook's Tez Ilias.
I mean, he's pretty prominent on there. That's why I said it.
How did he get Facebook's Tez Ilias?
It's funny.
He's not a lolcat. Like,
hello, welcome. Welcome. How you been?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm having a less eventful time. My life is somewhere between your life and Chris's life.
Which you're parking in parking lots and about to have a
it's
baby?
It's not quite as exciting as having a baby, but it is more exciting than having a dream about getting lost in a parking lot. Somewhere between those two poles is where I'm at. Oh.
I think having dreams that boring are the same as not wearing your coat inside, because then you really get the benefit.
when a big awake?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Or when, like I say, when a nightmare happens, you're
I
just.
I can't believe
sort
you
of,
enjoy a nightmare though.
Oh no. When you're actually in it, you're like, fuck, this is terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
But then when it wakes you up, you're like, oh, brilliant.
Is it like a horror film? Like, is it sort of
maybe,
adrenaline
maybe.
Spike and then?
Yeah, maybe.
And I think it's more potent than that, because I'm not into horror films because they don't scare me, and I'm like, what is the point?
Right.
Oh man, I'm so scared.
When
about Martyrs? Have you seen that? That's scary. Have you seen Martyrs?
No,
it's French. That's the scariest
really
film
scary?
I've ever seen. It's really scary. Go and watch that.
The scariest film I've ever seen was, and this is very specific, was Event Horizon, but when I was 13.
I get you.
I remember that. You let me burn.
When I was 13, I was like, and the effects never really dated, but like when I was 13, I was like, that's fucking, Jesus Christ.
me and my friends recorded it off Sky Movies, and you could pause it on the video and play it in slow motion and watch the quick cut bits when they're in hell. And we'd, like, one, there's a woman smiling. she's got maggots on her and smiling. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And we
oh,
yeah. went, ah, she's not scared. This isn't hell.
Not only have I not seen Event Horizon, I really don't understand what that film is about. Like, yeah. This is definitely not the
it's
film
It's a spaceship
I thought,
that goes yeah. into hell.
Right, yeah. okay. So I think I thought yeah. it was a spaceship. I didn't realise.
The spaceship is real.
There
the
was any sort of
real.
Hell yeah, component
it,
to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
It went, it vanished and right. then it comes back. And
yeah.
So they go like, oh,
they go on board.
It went away for
right.
some
yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
they go on board. It turns out
it's Sam Neill in it.
Yeah. 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 Right.
And Lawrence
yeah.
Fishburne.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So
and
that's...
Natasha Richardson.
Oh,
is she
yeah.
or
yeah.
Jolie Richardson?
I think it's Jolie.
No, I think okay. it's Jolie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Natasha Richardson was in Species
and The Parent Trap. Carry on.
Welcome to the IMDb show.
I'm really glad we got to the bottom of this. It's another case solved.
I think really solved that mystery.
I think this calls for a drink.
So yeah, what is this?
What is it?
This is a filibuster. Now, our first drink is made for the guest, and it's a filibuster because of your love of the West Wing.
I do love the West Wing.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Oh,
and yeah. the Stackhouse filibuster is a particularly good episode of the West Wing.
So this is. So what's in a filibuster? Go on.
It is rye, maple syrup, lemon juice, classic citrus masood, and instead of egg whites, I used aquafaba.
That's very
what
kind
the fuck
of
is
you.
That? Yeah.
This is going to blow your mind.
Aquafaba is the water that they store chickpeas in.
I've heard that you
it's
can whip this up and make meringue.
And you can make it into...
You can froth it up into like for whiskey sours or whatever. But you can also make meringue.
I've heard you can make
eggless
meringue.
This, yeah. So this is for the benefit of old vegan Jones.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Absolutely. Yeah.
I went for quite a fancy dinner with Chris once.
I remember
one of the
all
most
at me.
Extraordinary experiences of my entire life.
It was tell you about
full,
one of his
like,
dreams.
No, it was a full 7-course tasting menu. It was to celebrate
like a Michelin restaurant.
Yeah, it was to celebrate the end of Milton Jones's tour, and Chris and I had both supported him on the same tour.
I see.
And they took us very kindly, as Milton is a very kind man. He took us to is it the Clove Club?
Yeah,
in Shoreditch, which is an amazing restaurant, and it was a sort of 7-course tasting menu. Yeah. And every course they'd come out and explain it, and then every course they'd then have to run back and then go, and here's just a bit of old sand.
That's I remember it started off so like, because there was 15 of us and I was the only vegan, so everybody had to everybody had to listen to what my food was as well, because you know they come out and they explain what everything is.
What was the shittest thing they palmed?
Okay, so
on?
It was the very first course, which is sort of like an aperitif. Everybody had these lovely sort of like, I think it was like not foie gras, but it was a bit of
okay,
bit
like
of pate,
a
yeah, it was pate,
smear
yeah,
of
yeah,
something
yeah.
meaty.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then I came, and this is it. Starts with me to go on. I had there was coolie on it, so it looked quite nice,
yeah.
but it was a crisp.
like just a potato crisp.
Yeah. No. Listen.
Yeah.
They didn't just get it out of a packet.
No, they cooked it.
I'm pretty sure they
shaved it off a potato.
It was. The only thing we could have that was all the same was like a sorbet in a baked orange.
Yeah.
That was the only thing.
It was like charcoal orange.
That sounds lovely. So a crisp and some coolie.
That was the first course they had. Yeah. And I was like, this is terrible.
That's made me burp up some chickpea water.
As it went on, because some chefs, the proper chefs, aren't snooty about vegans. They quite like the challenge.
Not like us.
And so as it went on, I ended up having some fairly nice things. And I remember Carol, Milton's wife, saw mine and wanted that instead of the pork she was eating.
Really? Oh. What was that then? Two crisps.
I cannot remember that.
Two crisps.
I think it might, I think it was like Cocoa Pops or something.
Like, just sterily on toast. Yeah. Oh no, that's not vegan. Sorry.
Right, what have you got for us, Chris? What do you got?
Well, I don't know. You teed it up perfectly talking about the serpent and the rainbow. Did you
yeah,
know?
That was amazing.
That's not well. Maybe. Well
I've never serpent, heard of the serpent and the rainbow.
Serpent and the Rainbow is a Wes Craven horror film.
Oh.
1988.
Right? I've never seen this.
Based on this true story.
For fuck's
what?
Sake.
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
God,
sounds
damn
like
it.
I'm about a gay snake.
That snake pride.
I want to see that movie. That sounds like a great film.
Just a snake going. Yeah.
Yeah, like, real sassy, just like, oh, stop it.
Yeah. So, have you heard about the story of Clavius Narcisse?
No.
Okay. The story of Clavius Narcisse is April the 30th, 1962. He was a peasant in Haiti. And he was admitted to the Albert Schweitzer Hospital, complaining of fever, body aches, and he was spitting up blood. His condition worsened rapidly, and he was actually pronounced dead on the 2nd of May at 1:15 p.m. by two attending physicians, and his sister, Angelina, was present when he died.
Oh, my God.
She notified the family. They formally identified the body, and an older sister added her thumbprint to the death certificate to say this, like, is him. Mm. He was buried the next day at 10 a.m. and 10 days later, a heavy concrete memorial slab was placed over his grave, which is sort of like tradition. 18 years later, the sister Angelina was in the marketplace, was approached by a man who claimed to be her long dead brother, Clavius. He even used a childhood nickname that only his intimate family members knew. Taking the man home, the family were in no doubt. Despite being present at his death, despite signing the death certificate after identifying the body, and despite putting him in the ground themselves, they could not deny that he was back from the dead.
Oh, my God.
And it was the same man. And that's a picture of him sitting on his grave.
What the hell?
That's so badass. That picture is like, fuck you, I'm alive.
I also like the fact that he's sort of wearing like, he looks like the man from Del Monte.
Yes,
like,
he does. He's got the
Panama hat.
Yeah, and the white Panama hat.
He furnished the oranges for this syllabus.
Right? I love how that entire ad campaign is based on like a white guy showing up in this like country, like completely stripping this poor country of all its natural resources. Yeah. And we're like, it's a man from Del Monte, isn't it? He's like, they should have dragged him into the street and shot him like a dog.
I'd quite like to see that.
This is a lot of what sort of decolonizing culture is about establishing that the man from Del Monte was actually a consolidator of British imperialism. So wait, what's the film about then?
The Serpent and the Rainbow. I have not seen it, but it's based on this true story. It's actually based on a book called The Serpent and the Rainbow, which is a non-fiction book about Clavius Narcissus.
Okay. Wow.
Because an anthropologist, who was also a botanist, I think, called Wade Davis, went to... because this was 18 years afterwards, after he died.
God.
He showed back up again in this marketplace. And he was able to say what had happened to him. But Wade Davis tried to write a book about it. He transcribed the story into this book, but there are some scientists that say that's bollocks.
Right, sure.
That's
exactly how they phrase it as well.
Yeah.
I wish scientifically this is bollocks.
I mean, like, I really wish they would be that condescending about certain things. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
You have the whole symposium, like an Apple keynote, he comes out, he's it's all bollocks. and then just walks off.
What you're
like,
saying is absolute bollocks.
From a scientific viewpoint, it's bullshit.
Total horseshit. Unbelievable. I mean, you guys shouldn't even... Oh, whatever.
And I say this as a scientist.
What a load of old shit.
Also, that was the most soul-destroying thing that could be done to you at school, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or you tell them something you did that weekend and they go, oh, yeah, itchy chin.
Yeah.
It's true. I really did watch someone bungee jumping in a car park.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't believe me.
Did he die?
Yeah.
No, it was a car in the car park in Hawley, where I was from. Yeah. They'd set up a crane and there was bungee jumping. And my dad took me and my brother to watch it for about 2 hours. Told everyone at school the following day and no one believed me. They were uchi chin. And then my teacher at the end of the day said to my mum, Susanna has been saying that you all went bungee jumping at the weekend. And that you and her dad did a bungee jump. I fucking hadn't. I just said we'd watched it. And anyway.
Well, we've really reopened a child.
Sorry.
Listen. It happens once every episode.
I think all I could say is 1993 isn't that long ago. It's the year Jurassic Park came out. We all remember that. Right, forget it. Write my songs.
We should have Suze's Corner.
This is about bungee jumping in a car park. Could you imagine? Yeah. Can you imagine telling somebody that your brother, who's been dead for 18 years, has come back? Chinny record.
The biggest chinny
rubble. Just scientists scratching their chins, going, oh,
Jimmy Hill.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
really?
Itchy beard.
What's interesting is that the reason he has... Because there's been a few other people that have come back from the dead in Haiti. In 1937, a woman called Felicia Felix Mentor, she returned. On October 24th, 1936, an old naked woman with no eyelashes, don't laugh. And...
And you can't give us that detail.
Phrase it like that as well.
You said don't laugh and then you laughed.
He was talking to himself.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Don't laugh.
She's naked. I don't care. No, why no eyelashes?
Yeah, where are they gone?
That's an amazing detail.
Where were they?
She had a ragged cloth around her face. She wandered into the village of Ennery in Haiti. Panic spread around the village and the news spread out. As soon as the Mentor family who lived just outside the village heard and investigated, it was said the strange woman was lame in her left leg and she bore a resemblance to this woman, Felicia Felix Mentor, who was also lame due to a fracture in her left leg. But she died and been buried in 1907, 29 years earlier.
Wow. Oh my God. I want to know more details about this first man. What happened when he? What's going on here?
What's Clavius? Yeah,
Clavius Narcisse. He had this fever and he was spitting up blood. Went into the hospital and died after about.
It was 2 days.
It was 2 days.
Two days,
and then he got buried the next day. The funeral, very quick turnaround. And his family actually buried him. He went in the ground. There's denying he went in the ground.
And the concrete as well.
That was 10 days later.
Oh yeah, that was 10 days later. Okay, yeah.
Right.
What had happened? So he claimed, and this is apparently what also happened with the other woman.
Yeah.
Is that this is dark as fuck.
Yeah.
It's sort of like.
I think we all assumed he wasn't licked back to life by puppies.
Well, that spoiled my theory. Way to shit on the end.
Another
of the
puppy theory killed by a guest.
Wouldn't it be lovely to end an episode like that?
like by puppies.
They're part of the legend, the Haitian zombies. What would happen is that he went into the ground because he'd been given a compound that from the outside simulates death.
Yeah.
And then they bury them. And then when everybody's left after the funeral, they're dug back up, kept mollified with this compound.
For 19 years?
They kept mollified with this compound and then put to work on sugar plantations.
Oh, this is awful!
With no... and also no one's going to look for them because they've been buried. They're dead.
Oh my God.
So basically they're given this compound that simulates death. So everybody thinks they died, bury them. And then when... I know it sounds horrible being in the ground, but you don't need to be in the ground for that long because then people will leave.
Well, and also they're asleep. Yeah.
Then they dig them up straight away and then keep them drugged with whatever this compound is. And then they're called buckors. They're called culturally, they're called buckors. Bokor. Sort of like they have this sort of like reputation of being sorcerers.
Yeah.
But really, they're just fucking slave traders.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then they keep them. And that's why, when you think about the legend of zombies, that's why it's the dead coming back to life, but they don't have any faculties.
Yeah,
gotcha. It's because of that. And then they...
What? Yeah. So is this a real thing?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, this is...
Oh, my God.
So what,
And then the story that he told, because Clavius... apparently, this is what's frightening, is that it doesn't impact your memory. So he can remember this happening, like being buried alive. And then... So he was put out to work on this plantation... for 2 years. 2 years.
Oh.
And then what happened was, apparently, the compound started to wear off on one of the other zombies. And he, not really knowing what he was doing, killed the buckle.
The one who owned it.
Wow.
And that meant there was nobody there to keep them topped up. And eventually it started to wear off and they started to regain their faculties.
This is horrendous.
And then he sort of like wandered for a bit. And then when he fully regained his sense of self, he wouldn't go back home straight away because he was convinced it was his brother that had sold him into this.
Oh.
So when his brother died 18 years later, that's when he went back to look for his family.
What?
He had a scar on his cheek that he never had before, and that was because when they buried him in the coffin, a nail...
He was fully the entire process.
He remembers this.
Was awake and he remembers.
But you're just very still.
Yeah, It's like the sleep paralysis.
It's paralysis.
God, I cannot believe I just accepted. drink that one of you has prepared.
Ah,
Jesus
yes.
Christ.
That's right.
I'm secretly a buckle.
Well, there's another one coming up in a bit.
So. That Nish Kumar is going to become a buckle and just have to podcast with us for the next. Yeah, yeah.
That's absolutely incredible.
It's so he was.
Why isn't this the biggest story in the world and there's not 10 films about it?
Well, there is one film about it.
The Serpent in the Rainbow.
Snake in the Rainbow. That's about a gay snake, though.
So it's Bill Pullman is in the film. And
oh,
it's
I like
about,
him.
It's about him.
Did so you watch it for research? Is that what
I watched part of it. It's not a great film.
I've never heard of it.
Also, because a lot of the science behind it, because Wade Davis went into the jungle to try and find
the compound.
The compound.
Well, some of it's from a pufferfish as well. He reckons, and he did he did scientific experiments and stuff. And this is kind of why we're bending the rules slightly using this in the episode. But there is some doubt as to whether they say what happened.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because no one can find the actual compound.
Yeah. So yeah, right. There
oh,
is a.
Gotcha.
So then I think we can include it because there's still some doubt. I've got an alternative theory about what happened to Clavius Narcisse other than this.
Here we go.
Zombification. We might come back to that later. Yeah.
Also, I kind of want to know what he did for 18 years. I know he was waiting for his brother to die, but like, what do you do? You just hang out? You don't,
and also,
go to Hollywood. Make something of yourself.
He must have been like close by to know that his brother was dead.
Yeah.
Because when, I don't know about you, when my Uncle Keith died.
Well, I don't know what I was doing. But,
which but, like, sounded like the best day of your life.
Like, if a family relative, like if a family member dies, you don't think, oh, I better notify everybody else that's died.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like, how did they pick up this news that his brother was dead?
And that's yeah,
he would have had to have been nearby.
Unless you know, there's a theory that might encompass that.
Sounds like Chris Stokes has a theory.
Yeah.
The weird thing about this is that if, because this, look, that is a picture of it, and there is no doubt, because the Albert Schweitzer Hospital, you might wonder why I said which hospital.
Yeah.
It was one of, I think maybe the only hospital in Haiti that has records.
Right.
Oh, I see.
So like he went in and was admitted, died, and got buried. That's he definitely went in the ground and came back out.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my God, like, that's incredible.
I also love the concrete over the, because I watched a little kind of like smaller YouTube kind of documentaries about this, and there was one, they had a clip of, I think it was like a Vice documentary, that a clip of like the ceremony where they're burying the person and they're putting concrete on there. I'm like, how far does this fucking zombie thing go? Everyone's like, oh, it's so sad. Put the concrete on there. This fucking guy coming back.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure I don't want his dead. I owe that motherfucker money. I don't want his dead ass coming back.
No, so, no Hindu zombies. No Hindu zombies. due to cremation.
Oh, so when they're saying the white Walking Dead is whitewashed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's no.
It's because.
There's just no cremation. It means there's no, which robs us of the spectacle of a Bollywood movie about zombies, where zombies engage in a full song and dance number.
Oh my God.
Imagine.
Like Thriller.
That's the closest that we'll get.
Oh my God. Do you have any idea how much money that would make? That's insane.
Cremation. Yeah. It just negates any prospect of zombies.
Jeez, you're right. Damn. Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the other hand, based on my cinematic dealings, zombies pretty much weekly in America. There's barely an American city that hasn't had an outbreak.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It just seems like, that's something they should really look into.
28 Days Later is a short movie in India. Let's just that is set in Mumbai
the
instead of London.
The streets are dusty,
that
aren't
is
they?
A short that's movie.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
no one's been able to replicate the compound.
No.
Is the other thing.
Yeah.
So like while Wade Davis has written in his book, this is what went in it and stuff, that's where scientists are going, yeah, but that wouldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So there's some doubt. And they, you know, Wade Davis knows more than I do, so I'm not going to say he was wrong, but there are other scientists saying that he is wrong. So like, I'm
also
just...
like the problem is that I think part of the reason this is so plausible is if you're already a slave trader.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you'd be like, no, no, I just sell slaves. Yeah. I'm not crazy. Like, I'm not cruel. I just buy and sell human beings.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, of course this is believable for me. No offense to 3/5 of the people in this room, but I put nothing past white people. At this point, I will put nothing past white people.
But these buckles are not white.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
My apologies.
Because I think what's interesting, the fact, because I think I believe it that it's what would have happened. Because, I mean, there are other cases. He's the most famous one because of the records in the hospital.
Yeah, so they have
but,
some.
Yeah, yeah. So there are evidence, but there are other stories, like that woman in the 1930s. And
yeah,
the 1970s,
no eyelashes.
Were buried and then they came back. And so, like, there are stories that sort of, like, prove that this could have been going on. And also, no one's been able to replicate KFC's recipe.
This is true. This is very
see
true.
What I mean. So like, just because something that's
those 11 herbs though. And spices.
No one has been able to.
No one's got close. You've got close to KFC because you can buy them in Tesco and stuff, and they just call it. So what about on the street? Chicken cottage. That's similar.
Favorites, chicken and ribs.
Yeah,
huh? They've got close.
What about KFC Kennedy Fried Chicken?
Yeah, huh?
Or PFC Perfect Fried Chicken.
But there is perfect.
But, I mean, I guess there are drugs that do knock you out. But is there a? I wasn't LSD originally invented as a way of kind of doing something similar of like stupefying soldiers.
It was to make soldiers more malleable.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like that. And they just ended up climbing up trees and giggling.
Well, we're back.
Yeah, so what's this one we're drinking?
This is a Corpse Reviver 2.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes.
Hey, can it revive my career?
Why have you chosen this drink?
It's because I have no eyelashes. The kind of drink that will
so
fucking...
What, oh, it's, yeah,
and
this
you're
will,
naked.
This will so what grow you some eyelashes.
Oh, yeah.
Man. So what is... What is it?
So this is quite a simple one. It's you've got...
oh, wow.
It's the glass is lined, I guess, with absinthe.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah. This is amazing. It's
Chris
so
Stokes good. Has to go and do a stand-up gig tonight.
Oh, that's so fun. Then you
make Chris stop.
I feel like we should have that on a red hat. Yeah. Make Chris stop again.
He's killing the vibe.
I tell you what, though, I'm not that big a fan of absinthe.
Just
for the taste, not for the strength. The hint of it is really nice.
Yeah. Really nice. It's sort of metallic, but not in a shit way. Yeah.
This is why, like, I'm glad we have, you know what you're doing with these sorts of things.
I sort of know what I'm doing.
Be made properly, it's like, oh yeah, I can see why you've done that. Because it adds to it. It's like a nice
It's really
little,
impressive as well, because you've just had a baby, so you'd be forgiven for going, like, you've got tins of gin and tonic. But instead,
you mean I can do that? I had that option the entire time.
I'd prefer that, actually, because I'm not from a very nice town. But
like, those things are back
delicious.
In now, thanks to Fleabag, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently
oh, really? Because of that fucking priest?
Has caused a spike in sales of canned gin and teas.
Oh, really? The last episode was on last night. I didn't cry at all.
Good.
It's,
don't say anything.
I won't say what happened.
It's good.
But, like, good.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it a lot.
Good. That's all I can say.
I really hope I don't start hallucinating a tiny Kylie Minogue. That's my only knowledge of consuming absinthe comes from the film Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, she comes popping out. She's the green fairy.
Yeah, she's the green fairy. Yeah.
It's one of the effects of being turned into a zombie, actually.
So this is...
It's always a tiny Kylie Minogue.
So this is like...
So you got... we haven't finished.
It's delicious, but it is also properly strong.
Yeah, so you've got gin, Lillet, which is a vermouth, and... Cointreau.
Ooh.
Oh,
and a little bit of...
Cointreau is my favourite spirit.
This is amazing.
Great. Right.
This is
a strong episode drinks-wise.
Two amazing
if
cocktails.
If not guest-wise. It's a strong episode drinks-wise.
Two amazing cocktails.
Yeah, really good.
This is even better than the Great Gatsby. drink.
Not
the book's better than those drinks, but the the film's not. But the
drink was quite nice.
Great Gatsby drink was delicious. Yeah, I think this tops it.
Oh wow!
I don't think I'd want a Great Gatsby drink. Would it sort of leave quite a bitter aftertaste? The Great Gatsby is a way more depressing book than its cover suggests it's going to be.
Yeah.
You're like, cool, this will be a 30s party boy, lovely sort of good time.
And then you're like, oh, this is just sad.
Yeah, this will be a nice gif of Leo DiCaprio.
just like lifting his coupe to camera. That's what the entire film was.
Isn't the reason we had a Great Gatsby drink because we covered the murder of the guy who inspired the Great Gatsby?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
He was also like a famous bridge player as well. Mm. Oh, he like basically was like...
He
made a shed load of money off the bridge.
And he did loads of fucking.
He was shot in a locked room.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Dude was. Anyway.
We solved that one.
Did we? It doesn't feel like we've solved any of it.
I always solve it.
I'll tell you what it is. It's really weird that there are some episodes. Because you make such lethal drinks sometimes.
Yeah.
I have no recollection about what happened.
Oh, really? Wow.
The Keema Bob episode, listening back to it, it was like listening to strangers.
I have absolutely no idea
that's
that we
great.
Said any of that.
I don't remember anything about that episode.
What's really crazy is I remember all.
Are you one of those people that there are some people whose relationship with alcohol is that they can remember everything?
They act terribly, but they remember it.
Yeah. They remember everything.
There's a crossover point where it goes, but most of the time I can pretty much remember.
Oh man, I'm really struggling with it now in terms of the...
Do you want us to recap?
Yes. I mean, I shouldn't have had 5 pints on my way here. That was a mistake.
There was another woman who just before Clavius returned, she had also been dead for 3 years and then
fucking
turned up again.
Hell.
Yeah.
And she has, she apparently had long-standing effects of the compound that she was given.
Yes.
So she had no emotion towards her daughter.
Maybe that's
She had no concept of time.
Okay.
She could remember people and she could remember things from before her death.
Yeah.
But she was profoundly affected by having gone through it, that she had no concept of time, didn't know how old she was, had no feeling or emotion towards loved ones.
Whoa.
And she was slow to respond to things.
What?
Interesting that it took you a while to get that sentence.
Yeah. Exactly the same thing.
That it is working.
Corpse revival my ass.
To bring it back to Clavius, he didn't seem to have any of those problems. Now, unless that was because it had been 16 years since he'd come out. Like, it'd been 18 years since he died.
Yeah.
But 16 years since...
He came out of
Since
the,
he'd come out of the... zombie state.
I want to know what he was doing in those 16 years.
Yeah, I'm fascinated.
Hanging around looking for his brother, going, that fucking guy.
This is partly
just sat outside his flat every day with a tin of fucking Red Stripe, just like sipping it, smoking.
It's hard to
cigarette.
Get a job, isn't it? Like, what's your social security number? Dead?
Yeah.
I've been a zombie for 2 years. Because does that get me any job opportunities? We've got some openings at Burger King.
Because he said he was waiting for his brother to die before he came back, because apparently he thought it was his brother. He said
who had drugged
him in the first place
for
to
money,
make him appear
presumably.
Ill. Apparently, he'd brought shame on the family because he also, like the Great Gatsby, had done a lot of fucking. Fathered a lot of children that he apparently just didn't have to take any responsibility for, financial or parental.
Ooh.
So,
funny, we were all rooting for Clavius. interesting twist.
But this kind of feeds into my idea that he never actually went into a zombie-like state and was never put... I think he did it himself.
He's like, yeah.
What,
to get away from only of this all of this responsibility.
Oh, wow.
So he was like, I'm going to drug myself to not death. And then what? Did he dig himself out?
No, I reckon he had people to do it for him.
I
think he would have had accomplices. But also,
Clavius, there are easier ways to disappear.
There are.
Yeah, you just walk out. You just walk down the road and just don't come back. But
just go somewhere
but if this
else.
Was, if this was happening, if this was sort of like a thing, it's a it's a good cover, isn't it?
Gotcha.
Certainly,
yeah,
if you want to keep your options open to then come back.
Right, this must have been happening to lots of people. If it happened in the 30s, it must have been happening over a long period of time. Did loads of them just die?
From either maybe overworking or malnutrition.
I was going to say, was it?
I thought you meant like they dig him up and be like,
Ah, fucking hell, another suffocation.
But I don't, I mean, I think it's it was obviously happening for a long time because the woman who came back in the 30s had been died in 1907.
Oh my God.
So, you know, it was happening for a long time before that. And I suppose then, yes, there's a case of like, what are we going to do when the day off doesn't matter? They're already dead. No one's going to come looking for them.
Yeah.
So, but only the thing is though, only a few of them need to come back. We've only spoke about three of them, and already we're going, what?
Yeah.
So like, only a few of them need to come back for it to be like, oh well, this is a thing.
Yeah.
And also, it's like I say, it has to be the root of the of why they're part of popular culture. Zombies.
Yeah.
It's a valid interpretation.
There's the first sort of mention of it in popular culture. I think there's a film in 1930 called Zombie, like early black and white horror.
Well, I believe the original word was zombie, Z-O-N-B-I.
Oh, maybe that film is based on the first mention of it. It's like, I think it's Todd Browning.
Is it?
Yeah, the guy who did Freaks.
Because I know that the Haitian sort of spelling of it is as N-Z-A-M-B-I.
Oh, that's Zambi. Silly.
Yeah, that is how stupid.
Don't be insensitive.
Sorry, I was racist.
But yeah, I think it's the part that gets me is like, what does he do for 16 years? Like, I know he's waiting for his brother to die, but like, you got to do something. And surely, like, the compound, because this is the thing that gets me about that. It's like, they say they have to keep topping up the compound. So surely there's a time period it wears off. He's there for 2 years. I'd say it's probably somewhere like a 24 to 72 hour window of being drugged.
Your body expels whatever you've put in it.
Yeah, I'd say, and depending on the dosage, obviously there's like a, you know, there's a window of that. So I think that, I don't know, I think he just went out and just farted a couple more children.
Yeah.
A couple more children, just went back to his good old ways.
And then he was like, oh shit, now I've got to disappear again.
I'll go back. Yeah.
Hey, I'm back, everybody!
It's
like expecting a parade.
Good news, sister.
Like high-fiving people. Guess who's
How old is he there, sitting on his grave?
Well, this is the
He's
other
so
thing.
He's so chuffed
this
with was, himself.
So he died. He was born in 1922. Died in 1962. 40, when he was 40
already. Yeah.
18 years later, came back at the age of 58.
Yeah. See, so at that point, he's ready to settle down.
But the thing is, as I was saying, I don't think we were on mic, but I couldn't find out when he actually died.
Yeah.
Like, wow. He was born in 1922, which means he'd be 97 now. He could still be alive, though I doubt it. Because if he was, people would still be interviewing him.
Yeah.
Whereas,
remember that time you were a zombie. Yeah.
But the zombie boom.
But his official. His official death is 1964.
Yeah, of course.
So that's his. Yeah, that's it. There must be no. There's no legislative mechanism
for
two for deaths. Undoing
is it like
a
double
death
jeopardy?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah. There was a. I think it was in a few years ago. It might have been a Russian guy or someone from the Ukraine. I'm not entirely sure. Someone will have to correct me. And but basically, he was declared dead because he was missing for ages.
Okay.
He was declared dead and he came back and he's like, well, I need to get a job. I need money. And they're like, sorry, we've declared you dead. We
so
can't.
You might
we
have
can't
to just
declare
kill yourself.
You undead. Oh my God. Like there's Jeez. Yeah, there is no administrative way of doing of reversing that.
This seems like so, a bureaucracy gone bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so they're like, yep, sorry, you're dead, so you can't get a job, or like can't get a job, you know, a legit job.
Metaphor.
But that's
Brexit.
Why people fake their own death, presumably, isn't it? Like to get out of, because it does just genuinely wipe the slate clean.
Get out of debts, crime. Yeah.
And then you can probably just come back, go to the deed poll, be like, hi, my name was this. Aren't you dead?
No.
Yeah.
Clearly not.
Yeah.
Hello.
Look at me.
Yeah. But then also, I mean, are you declared legally dead after a certain time missing? Is that what? Yeah.
Maybe there should be like a Haitian zombie like tick box on the census. Just like when you come it seems to be very easy for Bruce Wayne in Batman Begins when he comes back and Alfred's had him declared dead.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you know, he's got money. If you've got money, you can come back from the dead.
I think there's a time period. It's like, I don't know exactly. It said in this article. I read this article about 2 years ago when it came out, so I don't remember the exact details. But there is like a time period. I think it's like 18 months or something. Where they're like, okay, they're not here, so they're legally dead. That's it.
Right.
So Stokes's claim is that he did this to himself. This is your conspiracy theory.
Well,
this
I mean,
is
like,
the mystery.
I don't know. I mean, like, because I think it's an alternative, isn't it? I mean, like, I think it's perfectly plausible that this was happening and this was done to him and his brother did it and he's telling the truth. But yeah, the like. it seems a bit nebulous.
Yeah.
That he wouldn't go back because his brother was still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, that I don't understand.
Like, and also, how would he know that? He must have been keeping a close eye.
Yeah.
He was like, not today.
Yeah. How did, I mean, and wouldn't it be faster for him to just kill his brother if that was the case, if he wanted to?
Yeah, what are they going to do? Give him life?
Yeah. So that's your theory, you reckon?
I don't see why we can't take Clavius at his word.
No. Yeah,
however, as an alternative, I offer the theory that maybe he used the Haitian zombie legend as cover to get away from his parental responsibilities.
But what do we reckon? We reckon that this is a real thing, right? Hmm. The Haitian thing of the drugging of...
I've seen a couple of docos on it a few years ago and a few other things where it's enough in the public sphere that I think it is definitely a thing.
I love it occasionally when a bit of the period of time that you spend in New Zealand just flashes through.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The usual word, Haitian doco.
Doco, oh,
is
yeah.
so, I think of as so specifically
either
Kiwi or Australian documentary.
Oh, doco. I see.
One of the best things about Masood is his international accent, but colloquial phrases.
Yeah.
He came in with a sandwich the other day and he said, I'm going to stick this in my gob.
Yeah. And it sounded weird.
It sounded great.
Not quite. Right. Everyone's just like, what?
You've picked up bits of slang from all over the world.
Pretty much, yeah. That's how I roll now. Just little. And then I throw them in and just see how people react. They're like, did you just say?
Yeah. How long were you in New Zealand?
8 years.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah. Quite some time.
This guy.
What about you, Nish? What do you think? What do you think? What's your theory on that?
I think it's the 18 years is the thing that puts a lot of doubt in your mind as to whether it happened. Listen, I absolutely can believe that there is no depth of human behaviour which I would now be surprised by.
Yeah, I know.
So it doesn't surprise me, the idea that we can... And also, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but worryingly convinced by the argument that we could not know what the compound is because we don't know what's in Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was worryingly persuaded. We all had a laugh about it, but in my mind I was like, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. So it's perfectly possible
there's a machine
that we might not
there's
know.
There's a reason it only happens in Haiti.
Yeah.
Like, there's is a it reason a it's zombie? Like a, you know how like every country's got their big export, like, I don't know what ours is, like football and cunts. Scotland, haggis, France, French food. But Haiti, zombies.
Yeah.
There's probably a Wikipedia article where it's like, wowzers, country's biggest exports and theirs is zombies.
Well, they just like send them out to other countries and be like, hey, listen, we got a great workforce here.
Yeah.
All you
got to
do is just keep giving them this compound.
America's got loads of them. Look at American telly. I'm really drunk.
Yeah, that was a really lethal. Yeah,
it's a strong cocktail.
Yeah. Cocktails,
right? You guys gotta pace yourselves. Oh god, I have to go home to my child.
I think they were delicious. Also, they complemented each other really well.
Yeah,
We didn't go from one cocktail to one that was totally different. And you know when it jars,
that was like,
and also in the right order as well. This was slightly stronger than
Masood,
the
first. I'm so impressed, but it does make me worry that you're neglecting your child.
Yeah.
I for every moment that she's asleep, I'm researching for the show.
What a guy.
So yeah, I'm making sure I'm, you know,
that's really
putting
good.
The dad out. I don't
do any prep.
Have you got a theory, Suze?
Yeah, of course I have. And I'm going to deliver it to you in the medium of song. Hello, everybody. Are you shocked to see me? I bet you can't believe your eyes. 18 years since I was here. I'm Clavius Narcisse. I'm a zombie, and I'm dead alive. I'm dead alive. Ooh. You buried me in the ground. I became a buck. Oh, they dug me up and put me to work. I was too drugged up. I'd make a good doco. I'm a zombie, bitch, it's my coolest quirk. Pretty sure my brother did this to me. He made me plant sugar. I hate that guy. He did it cause I brought shame on the family. And now I will tell you how he did it and why. My brother and I, we've been fighting a lot. He knew how much fucking I did. He told me to disappear, and I was like, what? Disappearing doesn't sound very fun. goodbye to my brother. I'd be gone so long. 18 years. I listened all the way through and did this. So I like some of this is facts. All of it's facts. This is what happened. I was pissed as hell as I walked out the door. I had, in inverted commas, died in a drinking game gone wrong. It was a drinking game gone wrong, obviously.
Of course it was.
Yeah. Always. It's always a drinking game gone wrong. You guys never get the clues.
Thank you. That was incredible. Thanks so much.
You're and, so welcome.
I would like more theories to be delivered through the medium of song.
Yeah. Well, oh, you should listen to our podcast every week, this one.
Nish, you got anything to plug? Anything got coming up? Anything fun?
I've got some live shows in the Wells Comedy Festival and in Edinburgh. It would be very helpful if I had any information for them.
What's the title?
I do not.
Yeah.
It's all on my website, nishkumar.co.uk or at Mr. Nish Kumar on Twitter.
Yay. Nice. Oh, okay. Can I plug something?
Yes, of course you
When's
can.
When's this going out?
Soon.
Is it going out? No, it's not going out on Thursday, is it?
As in 2 days? Or?
Yeah. No, it's not, is it? Fucking forget it.
Okay, then.
What a plug.
Oh, come and see me.
Huge plug.
Chris, anything you want
to... Never.
Never. Never have anything to plug.
Have I got anything to plug? Probably at some point, but...
Tell them your Twitter.
Tell him your Twitter.
Tell him your Twitter. Tell him your cousin was on Double Dare.
Yes, Nan.
I want that story at the top of the next episode.
_Chris_Stokes. The reason for that is to differentiate myself from the child molester.
Yeah. Who has Twitter?
Why does a child molester have Twitter? Because he's a famous record producer who fiddled with a boy band when they were
born. Allegedly.
Allegedly. I still get the tweets saying you belong in jail. Just occasionally, like.
And finally, Masood, what's your baby's Twitter?
It is
Chris Stokes.
Chris Stokes.
She's done some terrible things.
You wait until they find out what Masood's baby's done. They'll be accusing it of all sorts of stuff. I didn't even know badger theft was a thing.
They're endangered, you are a baby.
I will make a Twitter for her, and it'll probably be better than my Twitter.
You can follow us, though.
Follow us, though.
At Mystery on the Rocks.
Yes, with an X, because X
gonna give it to you. And Mystery on the Rocks, CKS. @gmail.com if you want to message us to say, guys, please stop being so awful.
I should
tell
really
Suze
check that.
To shut
or
up.
If we missed anything out.
Oh yeah, that's true.
More details.
There are people that might listen to this because they fucking love the Mysteries.
Yes,
and,
our time constraints and
talking
getting
about
drunk
bungee jumps
might preclude us from actually
getting the facts out there,
or at least getting all of the facts.
That's it. Thanks so much for coming on, man.
Thank
no
you.
No worries,
Nish.
Guys. Thanks for having me.
You've been amazing.
You've been great. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye. Mystery on the rocks, yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that. Do you see what we mean?
Good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wait. If you've enjoyed that and you like the sound of me, you've still got a bit of time to catch me in Edinburgh, although tickets are flying off the computers. Y2K Woman is every day 3:45 p.m. at the Underbelly Bristow Square. It's
There's
glad
momentum.
I came. There's momentum. We have got momentum. we won't. By the end of the Fringe, we'll be like, Chris, it's a hated show. So that's nice. So yeah, come and see that if you can. And we are doing a live show, aren't we, Chris?
We are indeed, 3rd of November, as part of the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival at 7 p.m. at the Princess Victoria in Shepherd's Bush. Tickets are available on the Cheerful Earful website.
We'd
However,
love to see that.
As top tier Patreons, part of your perks include free tickets. So
yeah,
to any live shows that we do. So that is a way of getting a ticket, become a top tier Patreon.
Yeah, We're excited to see you there. We love doing live shows. We've done so few of them, so it's really hard to organise.
Really not enough, yeah.
Yeah, we really, really enjoy doing them and we would love to do more. So that will be a starting point, we hope, to do a load more.
Hopefully we'll be back next week with regular programming.
That'd be so nice, wouldn't it? Yes. Mm. Right, bye everybody.
You have a great week, won't you?
Yeah, go on, try it.
I held my breath expecting you to join in. I was doing the egg wizard bye and then I was just holding my breath.
Yes, me, just did, like, I am Chris, so hungry.
Chris suffocates.
Yeah, it was a terrible way to go, but it's probably what you would have wanted.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.